Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Thursday, November 19th. And welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Wauchula Police Department has reported a lost dog found in the area of South 6th Avenue and Craven Street and is located at the Hardy County Animal Control Kennels on Airport Road. Photos are available on the Wauchula Police Department Facebook page. Fidel Gonzalez Nunez has a local warrant for failure to appear for DUI, property damage, and personal injury. If you know of any information regarding his whereabouts, contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144 or contact Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477, and you may be eligible to receive a reward. Anonymous tips can be submitted on the P3 Tips mobile app or called into Crime Stoppers from a mobile device by dialing **Tips. On Saturday, November 14th, Polk County Sheriff's Office deputies arrested 18-year-old Angel Lobato and his brother, 19-year-old JoJo, out of Lake Wales on their outstanding warrants for grand theft auto, vehicle burglary, tampering with evidence, giving false information during a capital felony, and accessory after the fact of a capital investigation for crimes they committed during the suspicious disappearance of 21-year-old Dan Frazier. On November 14th, PCSO received an anonymous tip that the Lobato brothers were inside a truck parked at an auto parts store on State Road 60 in Lake Wales. They responded to the area and took the brothers into custody for their warrants. Great job, Polk County Sheriff's Office. Both suspects were booked into the Polk County Jail on charges of first-degree murder, armed robbery, conspiracy to commit first-degree murder, accessory after the fact of a capital felony, giving false information during a capital investigation, grand theft of a motor vehicle, two counts tampering with evidence, and burglary of a vehicle. Your local events, the Hardy County Department of Health has released a holiday COVID testing schedule available for next week. Monday and Tuesday, November 23rd and 24th, they will be open from 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and later from 1 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. On Wednesday, the 25th, they will be open in the morning from 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And on Friday, the 27th, they will be open from 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. with limited testing only for those with symptoms. Results can take up to 72 hours or longer. Please remain quarantined until your test result is available. The 2020 Hardy County Magical Christmas Parade is on Saturday, December 5th, starting at 6 p.m. The parade lineup starts at Indiana Avenue and West Main Street, turns right on South George Burris Avenue, right again on West Orange Street, and ends on Florida Avenue with a sensory-friendly viewing area available at the last block. Float registration is now $100 for chamber members, $150 for non-members, and free for chamber partners bronze level and above. Don't delay, the deadline to register is tomorrow. They will also host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 at 5 p.m., located at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. More information on these events and reservations are available at hardycc.com. Your jobs in Hardy County, Innovar Structures in Wauchula is looking for an inventory logistics coordinator, forklift certification, and 3 years of inventory control and Microsoft experience are preferred. Dollar Tree in Wauchula is looking for a sales floor associate. General math and communication skills and cash handling experience is required. And Gulf Coast Supply and Manufacturing LLC in Sebring is looking for a production manager. You must live in or near the Sebring area and have 2 years of production management experience is preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to HardyMidday, HardyMidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly assist us, and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expected delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your 12 p.m. weather for November 19th, 76 degrees Fahrenheit. Feels like 76, intermittent clouds, 0% chance of rain, air quality is fair. The maximum UV index is 3, winds east-northeast at 13 miles an hour, at gusts 17 miles an hour. Humidity is 52%, slightly humid, the dew point 57 degrees Fahrenheit. Cloud cover 60%, visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 15,700 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 8:25 a.m. Eastern Time. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Thursday night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 60s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Friday, mostly sunny, highs around 80. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 25 miles an hour. And Friday night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's have a listen to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Tiny flies appear to be establishing themselves in an invasive weed along the California coast. Agricultural scientists describe that as a hopeful sign that could allow biological control of the weed known as Cape Ivy. Native to South Africa, Cape Ivy already covers more than 500,000 acres in the state. Researchers say the flies will act as a natural enemy to the weed and will attack only Cape Ivy. While China may not meet the first-year Phase 1 trade agreement target, it is buying huge amounts of U.S. food, ag, and seafood products that could total $31 billion over 12 months. Iowa State economist Wendong Zhang and Ohio State professor Ian Sheldon tell Agriculture.com neither expect the Biden administration to roll back U.S. tariffs on China in the near term. The Phase 1 agreement signed in January obliged China to import $36.6 billion worth of U.S. food and ag products this year. U.S. fresh apple holdings on November 1st were 12% below the same time last year, according to the season's first storage report from the U.S. Apple Association. According to thepacker.com, fresh apple holdings were 117.5 million cartons, 12% less than a year ago. Processing holdings were 45 million cartons, 6% less than a year ago. And total apples in storage on November 1 were 162.5 million cartons, down 10%.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Dear Santa, I've been a very good grower this year. Got my harvest in on time and everything. So, I'd like a FieldNet Pivot Watch. Monitors my irrigation anytime from anywhere, and I can spend more time with the kids instead of driving to pivots. All the info you need is on pivotwatch.com. It starts at $299 from a local Zomatic dealer. If there aren't any at the North Pole, you can order from Amazon.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hamrich. The peanut harvest is close to wrapping up for the year, but progress is still behind average. Heavy rainfall and tropical storms this year have played a factor, especially in top-producing states of Georgia, Florida, and Alabama. Here's USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
In the southeast and south southern plains, the peanut harvest now 85% complete nationally. Five-year average is 89%. Last year, we were at 92% harvested on November 15th. And there's only a couple of states among the eight that report that have harvest progress ahead of average. Alabama is one, 91% harvested versus 90% on average. In South Carolina, some of the heaviest rains have missed the peanut production areas. As a result, South Carolina harvested 83% versus the five-year average of 81%.
Rippey says this slow pace is not unique to just the peanut crop. Southeast cotton production is also behind the five-year average pace.
All five southeastern states, Alabama, Georgia, Virginia, and the Carolinas, are well behind their average pace. And as I mentioned, the slowest, Virginia, 40% harvested, compares to the five-year average of 82%.
Farmers are hopeful for some cooperation from the weather to complete this year's long growing season.
Dear Santa, I've been a very good grower this year. Got my harvest in on time and everything. So, I'd like a FieldNet Pivot Watch. Monitors my irrigation anytime from anywhere, and I can spend more time with the kids instead of driving to pivots. All the info you need is on pivotwatch.com. It starts at $299 from a local Zomatic dealer. If there aren't any at the North Pole, you can order from Amazon.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hamrich.
And now for the business news, the stock market report in your sports news. With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. The number of newly issued permits to build fresh housing remained steady in October.
The Commerce Department reports housing starts rose 4.9% and are up 14% higher than a year ago to an annualized rate of 1.53 million. Building permits remained at a seasonally adjusted rate of 1.55 million annualized units, effectively unchanged from September. The figure remains up by 2.8% from a year earlier, showing how strong the housing market did over the summer, despite the pandemic.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Stocks fell on Wall Street. The Dow dropped 345 points to close at 29,438. The NASDAQ was off 97 to 11,801. The S&P 500 fell 41 points to 3,567. New York oil up 25 cents to $41.68 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With us for sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Theo Epstein is stepping down after nine seasons as the Chicago Cubs president of baseball operations. Epstein said his original plan was to step aside after next season. However,
it became really clear that we'd be facing some significant long-term decisions this winter, decisions with long-term impacts. And, you know, those types of decisions are really best made by somebody who's going to be here for a long time, not just for one more year, and somebody who's invested in the organization for the long haul.
His replacement is general manager Jed Hoyer. Epstein transformed the long-suffering Cubs and helped bring home a drought-busting championship in 2016. He led Boston to World Series championships in 2004 and 2007 and is one of five executives to lead multiple organizations to titles. The 46-year-old said he hopes to stay involved with baseball while he plots his next move. Quarterback Trevor Lawrence is virus-free. The junior quarterback said Tuesday that he's ready to get back into action.
I think the only issue maybe was just being a little rusty, you know, timing-wise with some of the receivers, but I felt really good physically. It just took me a couple days to get back in shape just from, you know, sitting around for 10 days or whatever it was. So that was the only thing. It's just a couple days to just run a little bit, get back in shape. Then after that, I felt good. Just had to get my timing back. So I feel like I'm in a really good spot right now with the team.
Lawrence missed the past two games for Clemson after testing positive for COVID-19. He'll be back behind center Saturday when the Tigers head to Florida State. Wichita State basketball coach Greg Marshall has resigned following an investigation into allegations of verbal and physical abuse. Former player Shaq Morris claimed he'd been struck twice by his coach during an October 2015 practice. Morris also claimed that he'd seen Marshall choke assistant coach Kyle Lindstedt, who soon departed to become an assistant in Minnesota. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day, if you pray for rain, don't complain about the mud. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.